God is awesome in every way. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity to come tonight and just spend a couple minutes looking at your word and just sharing and growing and thanking you. Because truly we are grateful and we're thankful, Lord Jesus, for who you are. We thank you and we praise you. Amen. Psalms 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, and all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. Thanksgiving Day, a day we set apart to give thanks and to reflect on God's goodness. A day that we set apart and we reflect on the family that we have and the peace that we have and the love that we have and we just enjoy each other. It's a day that the world slows down a little and we actually look around and take a good look of what God has done for us and how he's provided and the love that we're surrounded with. But one of the things we find ourselves doing immediately after Thanksgiving Day, after the food has been put away, after the last 12 football games are finished, and everything's resting, our minds and our hearts switch to a different gear. It's Christmas. It's time to shop. In my household, all the ladies are excited about Black Friday. They stay up all Thursday nights. It's a tradition. My granddaughter cannot wait for it to come because they get to shop half the night. And her biggest thrill is to go to Waffle House at 2 a.m. That is her biggest thrill. And they can come back with nothing, but they got to go to Waffle House at 2 a.m. I'm long asleep. I have no idea what any of that's about. And there's nothing I need that bad to go get at 2 a.m. But they enjoy that. But our minds and our hearts, we switch gears. We go from thankfulness, gratitude, and just accepting and loving and appreciating everything around us. And we start thinking about things. We stop thinking about things that we have, and we start thinking about things that we want. Let me say that again. On Thanksgiving Day, it's a day that we say thank you for the things that we have. We say, thank you, Lord, for your love, for your goodness, for your family, for the food, and for all the things God is providing. And our minds are focused on what we have. And then somewhere we switch gears. And we stop thinking about what we have, and our mind switches to what we want. And what we need, and what we think we want and need. Now, there's nothing wrong with shopping. But we're never to lose focus on what we're truly grateful for. There's nothing wrong with getting gifts for your family and doing the right things and trying to make everyone happy and please them. But we're never to lose focus on who provides. We're never to lose focus of all that he's already gave us and to be grateful for what we have instead of focusing on what we think we need or want. And that is why we must stop and reflect on Thanksgiving Day. Reflect on what's been given to us rather than what we don't have. Folks, we are so blessed as believers. And yet we all, myself included, we start thinking about our wants. We start thinking about our desires. We start thinking about what other people have and what we would like to be part of that or why can't we have that? We start dreaming and focusing and we have a drive within us to try to keep up with what society says is prospering and to make you happy. When all that we need, God's already given us in his son, Jesus Christ. He's given us the hope. He's given us peace. He's given us joy that we can hold on to with everything that we have. And God's saying, take some time and reflect on that. Dwell on what you have. Don't dwell on what you want. Because when you dwell with what you have and you're grateful for what I've given you, I will supply what you need. I will even supply your wants. But you need to focus on me. Again, There's nothing wrong with shopping, but we got to keep it in perspective of where our heart is, where our focus is, and where what we're really truly grateful for first. For it's God first, everything else second. I shared with you before a good friend of mine that passed. He was an older gentleman and he'd done very well in life. He got saved very late in his life. So probably maybe only 2 or 3 years did he enjoy salvation and real joy and real peace. And shortly after he accepted the Lord and gave his life to the Lord, he found out he had leukemia, and he had it for a while, and it was way past anything they could do. And it wasn't long before he was passing to go with be with the Lord. And I'll never forget sitting with him in his house. And we were on the back porch, and this was right before he got bedridden. And I was just him and I, and we're sitting there, and he had a beautiful pool sitting there, and he had a really nice boat in the driveway, and he worked hard his life, and he'd done good in his world, in this world. And he looked over, and he grabbed my hand. He said, "You know, we always hear stories about this, Pastor. But it's true." So he looks at me and he's holding my hand and says, "So listen to a dying old man for a minute. Embrace your family. Love your wife. Appreciate every moment you have. Focus on the good in life, not the bad." He said, "Pastor, so someday someone's going to be sitting here holding your hand. And it goes fast." I never forgot that. I'm looking around and society would say, "Wow, he did well." I know for a fact he'd give it all back, amen, for just another week, another month. God says in Psalms 34, 8 through 10, he says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing." Lack nothing. "The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord, they will lack no good thing." That's a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ to all of us. If we're focused on what we have, and if we appreciate what we have, and if we truly have a heart that's focused on the Lord, and we know that it came for him, and we know that everything we have is for him and from him and to be used for him, then we will lack no good thing. Because the Father wants to give the best to you. He wants to give the best to me. But we must be focused. Many of us look at Christmas catalogs. We look at all the neat stuff. Might be hunting, might be flowers, painting, it might be all kinds of things, might be history, it might be all kinds of things. In my house, there's a big fat book comes in, it scares me. I don't know where it's from, but I know it costs me money. It's a big fat book. My wife gives it to Carly and to Belle. She gives them a pen. And she says, "Circle some of the things you would like to have." I love Carly. Carly circles everything. She's getting older now. She's not as near, doesn't do it near as bad. But those first years, she just circled the whole pages. Belle would circle socks. Two different kind of kids. Circle something a little different. But they'd be excited about this catalog when it comes. And they would look at it. And you would see where they X'd it off and changed their mind. And then Cindy would say, "Well, you only get a certain ones." Oh, then they started to X'd off some more. And it's just neat how they would look at that. I thought to myself as I was reading and preparing, wow, maybe we should have a catalog of the neat stuff God's already given us. Maybe we should look at our catalog of our past life, the past year, and circle those good things. How about if we circle the bad too? Because the bad draws us closer. How about we circle the times we didn't feel good, but the Lord healed us? How about the times we had a prayer request or desire or burden so heavy, the Lord lifted it? How about all the meals we did not miss? Amen. How about everything that came and happened this past year? We're still here. We're alive. We're well. God has blessed us. Maybe we should have a catalog of the stuff we've already received and circle that. God's love, his family, the miracles, this church family. And when we do that, everything else will fall in line. Everything else will fall in line. Guys, it's okay to dream. It really is okay to dream. But stay focused on the provider the whole time you're dreaming. And add a little something to your dream. According to your will, Father. See, the Lord not only gives you what you need, he will give you what you want. But we have to be focused on who he is and be grateful for whatever that is. See, in Psalms 103, we find God's catalog of blessings. We heard about the catalog where everybody circles it, and every one of you have had catalogs where you look through there and said, well, I'd like to have this or have that. I just came back from Florida. I was very disappointed. I didn't see that goofy magazine in there anymore. In the plane where you used to have all that weird stuff, it's gone. I used to waste my whole hour looking at that thing. But every one of us have looked at catalogs. But tonight, just for another 2 to 3 minutes, let's look at the catalog of blessings that are found in Psalms 103. Let's read it again. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires of good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. Page 1 of the catalog, God's blessings. Jesus forgives all your sins. Jesus forgives all your sins. Page 2, Jesus heals you from all diseases. Page 3, Jesus redeems your life. Page 4, Jesus crowns us with the love and compassion that was given to him by the Father. Page 5, he satisfies our desires with good things. Now that's a pretty good catalog, amen? That's one where you would want to circle all 5 and say, bring it on, Lord. Pour it upon us. But the sad thing is, it's there. It's here. It's here every day of the week, every day of the year. It's right here. And the Lord says, if you're open, if you believe it, if you ask, I'll give it to you. The catalog isn't just for Christmas. It's for every day of the year. And that's just the very beginning. Boy, it's a mighty big catalog right here. Circle it. Highlight it. Stand on it. Receive it. Be grateful. Wow. We'll have the best year we ever had if every one of us, starting with me, would do that. Most blessings are taken for granted. We know that. But tonight, I want to remind us all of how awesome God's blessings of his word and his presence are. Psalms 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night, the Bible. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatever they do, they prosper. Now that's a beautiful reminder of God's presence. See, when we're focused on what we have already, whatever you do, you will prosper. Because God only wants the best. It's when we get sidetracked, folks. It's when we start not being quite as grateful for what we have, but maybe focusing a little bit more on what we want. Again, the Lord says, dream, go ahead. But he also says, remind yourself of who the provider is and be grateful for all that you have. And when you're dreaming in your catalog, the Lord says, make sure you pick up the right one. See, I can stand here today and tell you to dream, because there ain't a page in here that's going to hurt you. Amen. No matter what you circle, no matter what you receive, you will prosper as long as it comes from this catalog. Page one, he forgives our sins. Page two, he heals from our diseases. Page three, he redeems our life. Page four, he crowns us with love and compassion. Page five, he satisfies our desires with good things. Last I want to share with you is one verse. Psalms 5:12. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. What else could we honestly really want than have the Lord surround us with his favor and to protect us with his shield? It's okay to shop. Especially if you're going to shop for me. It's really okay. But let's not be focused on what we want. Let's be grateful for what we have. And ask the Lord to give us a heart to appreciate what we want and when he gives it to us. Amen? Amen. And if you don't remember anything else tonight, this is the catalog that you can live by. This is the catalog that will never harm you. And you know what? This is the catalog that has no ending page. It goes on for eternity. That's a pretty good catalog. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this evening. Father, we're going to close with a song, but a song of celebration. Father, I just pray that you have your way this evening. And to tomorrow, every day, but especially tomorrow, pray every one of us stops for a minute and we dwell on what we have. And not even think about what we want. Because truly, you've given us everything. And we love you. Amen.